Today on the show, we'll be discussing speech therapy, what it is and its role in the management of your child with neurological impairment or developmental disorders. Stay with us. Speech therapy helps children with developmental disorders improve their verbal communication and language skills. No matter the underlying disorder affecting the child's ability to talk, be it autism, cerebral palsy or seizure disorders, or any other developmental issue, speech therapy can greatly improve their ability to verbally express themselves and communicate effectively. So by definition, speech therapy is a treatment that improves a child's ability to talk and use other language skills. It helps a nonverbal child express his or her thoughts and communicate effectively. It has also been shown to improve skills like memory retention and problem solving. A speech and language pathologist, or a speech therapist, is a professional who assesses a child and applies exercises and treatments to suit the child's specific needs. The speech pathologist also recommends the type of therapy suitable for your child, depending on the child's age, his or her peculiar speech challenges, and health conditions. So, how do you know your child needs a speech therapist? It is often advised that the earlier speech therapy is commenced on a child, the better the outcome. So if your child experiences seizures and developmental delays, or if your child experiences setbacks in engagement or disconnection in understanding verbal language, then there is reason to suspect speech delay. Usually around the age of 1.5 to 2 years, but generally a child who does not meet his or her milestones may likely experience developmental delays in speaking. If this is detected early, it is advised the services of a speech pathologist be sought after immediately.
Secondly, too, that place is quite far from me. In case maybe if she says I should be bringing him 2 to 3 times in a week. Another thing is money. Honestly, ma, I am not money buoyant. I am so coverless. I am so empty. My husband is somebody that is nonchalant over money, especially on this child. There's always been me alone. If, as this opportunity have come, now the only thing now is just for me to go and register him. Let him see the doctor. But my challenge now is who will give me the transport to take him to that place. Taking him to that place from here, going and coming back, and I will leave as early as 4 or 5 o'clock.
That was the mother of a 10-year-old autistic beneficiary of our foundation support scheme called the Sustainable Seizure Care and Treatment Action. This project is aimed at providing all kinds of supportive care to children with neurological impairments. She's one of the many other parents with nonverbal children battling neurological and speech impairments. We would like to use this opportunity to invite you to join us in this critical initiative to support more children like her son. We are currently launching a campaign called Give for Speech Campaign. The aim is to support 20 nonverbal children by the end of third quarter of 2023 by funding their speech therapy sessions. With your generous donations, we will be empowered more to put a smile on the face of a mother when she hears her child speak for the first time. That is all we have for you today on the podcast. Thank you so much for finding out time to join us today on the show. And if you are interested in being a part of the Give for Speech campaign, please send us an SMS on this phone number 081-880-96087. I'll take it again, 081-880-96087. Send us an SMS and we will give you details of how to make your donations. Thank you so very much once again. See you on the next episode. Bye.